These are one of my kind of favorite things to talk about because they are so versatile. You know, they're called the incredible edible egg because we can use them in anything from breakfast to dinner, from main dishes to desserts, and they are good for us. Now, in the new dietary guidelines, they sort of take off some of those restrictions. That doesn't mean that we should start eating three or four fried eggs every morning for breakfast, you know, everything in moderation. But eggs are so very good for us. Well, along the way here, I have a little hint for you. I'm finding, some of you will know this, but other people I'm finding do not know about how to clean up an egg if you drop it on the counter or you drop it on the floor. You know, it's all kind of slimy and messy to pick up. Well, if you know, you're thinking how to do that. If you don't, I'll give you that hint in just a little bit. A couple of fun facts before we get into some of the cooking and eating kind of information. Did you know that chicken produces an egg every 24 to 32 hours? So if you're going to have a dozen eggs in one day, which we said you don't need, you're going to have a dozen hens. And to produce one dozen eggs, a hen eats about 4 pounds of feed. And most eggs are laid between 7 and 11 a.m. They're kind of early birds in a way. The edible part of a chicken egg is about 74% water, 13% protein, 11% fat, and 2% other. So eggs compared to some things are higher in fat, but that, along with that fat comes lots of good nutrition. And they're not really all that high calorie. Chickens start laying eggs when they're 20 weeks old, and although some people believe differently, there is no nutritional difference between white-shelled eggs, brown-shelled eggs, or even now you're seeing blue and green-shelled eggs, so often you see those around Easter time. The egg color is usually the same color as a chicken's ear lobes. So the next time you see a chicken, see if you can check out the ear lobes, and you'll find out what color the shell is. That's a minute fact that I'm not sure very many people want to check out. Well, as we said, eggs are, they're sort of little miracles, actually. And I'm finding I have a little class of second through fifth graders that we do a little cooking class. They are fascinated with eggs. They like to use eggs and find out different ways to use eggs. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to see kids using eggs. And so, you know, maybe we need to all appreciate an egg more often. Look at the shape, kind of hold it in our hand and say, you know, this is an interesting phenomena, I guess, of nature. And eggs, really, in terms of keeping quality, are very lengthy compared to lots of foods. Only if you've already cooked them, either out of the shell or in the shell. So remember this if you're cooking eggs to hide them. 2 hours is the maximum time that they should be kept at room temperature. So if you're hiding eggs and they're going to be out more than 2 hours, yeah, they probably should not be used for eating later. They were just a fun experience. But if they are, you know, you get them done in half an hour, hey, there's nothing wrong with washing them off and peeling them and putting them in your potato salad or just eating them the way they are. They make a really great snack. Well, the hint before we go on about keeping quality of eggs. If you drop that egg and you get ready to clean it up, it's quite difficult. But if you sprinkle it with salt, it takes more than just a sprinkle like you were using it for food, more salt than that, and let it stand for 10, 15 minutes, you will find that it cleans right up. It sort of coagulates the egg and makes it much easier to clean up. Even if you don't wait the whole 10 minutes and you put on quite a bit of salt, it will be so much easier to clean up. So, as I say, I know some of you know that, but I've been finding, as I've been telling people that, there are a lot of people never heard of that. So I wanted to pass on that hint. When you buy eggs in the store, do you open up the top of the carton to check to see that they aren't cracked? That's a good idea when you're spending your money on eggs to open that carton up and check. And you may even want to kind of wiggle them a little to make sure there's not one that's stuck from a crack that you don't see on top. And then, of course, close the lid, take them home, and immediately put them in the refrigerator. Eggs at room temperature, won't, in the shell, uncooked, won't make you sick if they sit on the counter for a while, but they start losing the best quality. So it's best to put them right in the refrigerator, and please don't bother to take them out of the carton and put them in those little containers that the refrigerator makers always, well, I haven't checked lately, but always in the past included. Eggs keep best if they are kept in the carton that they come in. Now, how long can you keep those eggs? Well, when I was looking back, and I'll mention this again a little bit, on our Family Fun in the Kitchen broadcast, I've had in there 3 weeks. Actually, some other information says eggs in the refrigerator, uncooked, will keep for 4 to 5 weeks. You know, what other food can you think of that's still going to be good to eat after that amount of time in the refrigerator? And if you wonder if an egg is still good, you know how to check it? Well, put it into a glass of water, you know, enough so that it covers the egg, maybe double. If it sinks to the bottom, it's a good egg. If it floats to the top completely, yeah, that's a bad egg. You've heard of bad eggs. Well, that's one you want to get rid of. If it's just sort of in the middle, it just means that it's lost a little bit of its quality, but it's still perfectly good to eat. And, of course, you know, if you're going to hard cook eggs, they're going to be easier to peel. If they are at least a week, maybe a couple weeks old, those would be the kind that are easiest to peel. Peeling. Very frustrated if you don't take a little bit of extra time. First of all, maybe let those eggs sit in the refrigerator, you know, so they're a week or more old. And then, after they're cooked, you know, pour the water off, pour cold water on immediately to stop the cooking. Pour that off, and then, I'm assuming you're going to be in a pan, shake the pan until the eggs all start to crack. And then, as you're peeling, when you pull them out, rub them into the palms of your hands, you know. So again, you're going to help those shells to crack. And if they're still giving you a problem, just help peel them under cold running water, and that will help keep those shells coming off. Just a couple of tips there. And you may have another way that you like to do that. But remember, after they're cooked, to immediately get that cold water on, let them stand for a bit. What about the cooking? You know, the other day, and you may have heard me say this before, I checked the kind of cooking websites, and one of them talked about hard-boiled eggs. Many people say hard-boiled eggs. Many recipes call hard-boiled eggs, and you know that eggs shouldn't be boiled. Just brought to a boil, and then that's enough. This particular website talked about, actually, for the perfect egg, how many minutes to boil them. They're going to be tough. That's protein. Remember, the egg has a lot of protein. And you're more likely to have that green ring around the yolk, which you don't want. So, my favorite way to cook eggs is to put them into cold water. Be sure that they're best if they're just one layer, if possible. Cover them with about just enough to cover the eggs. Put them on the heat, bring them to the boil, cover them, take them off the heat, and let them stand for about 12 minutes, and you'll have good, hard-cooked eggs. So, that information is on a fairly recent broadcast on Family Fun in the Kitchen. And then I went back last March 21, 2015. We had a bit of information about how to dye eggs with natural colors, such as red beet juice or grape juice or carrot tops or spinach. They all can be used to cook the eggs in those, and they get that natural color. Just a fun, kind of a fun experiment. So you can go back to all of the past broadcasts of Family Fun in the Kitchen. Down at the bottom, when you open it up, there you can check and click back. And, of course, each one of them is labeled. The most recent one that we did about eggs is about making deviled eggs. And that is such a favorite of so many people. So, are you going to buy eggs this week? Have you purchased eggs recently? Well, just just think about all the different things that you can do with those eggs. And they make great snacks. Cook them up, have them hard-boiled in the refrigerator. Don't have to peel them immediately, or you can, and leave them there for instant snacks. And now you can even buy them in the grocery store already pre-cooked for you if you're really in a hurry. So, eggs, great for you, great fun, great experimenting, and, you know, just kind of appreciate those eggs and use them, as I say, don't overdo, but keep them there in your family meal for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or those snacks. So until next time, I'm wishing you an extra special Easter.